RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. The wait is over. NFL game night tonight. We'll kick off the season, Cowboys and the Eagles. Crunch time for the Squirrels. You'll hear that here on The Fan. You'll also hear Tech Talk Live with Brent Pry. Crunch time in Blacksburg Saturday night as they host Vandy. That line sliding back to the Commodores. Brent Pry on the ropes. They called the players-only meeting this week, as you know. That's the last bullet in the chamber right there. You call the players-only meeting. You got a win coming out of it. Remember the Nationals this year? They did it before they played the Rockies, and they lost to the Rockies anyway. Beginning of the end, if you don't pull it off, it's a high-pressure, high-intensity weekend on The Fan. I mentioned the Squirrels. Tough loss last night, 8-7 in Altoona. Very much still a chance, but they got to pick it back up. Get some wins. Four games remaining in that series. You'll hear all four of them right here on your home of the Squirrels, 910 The Fan. And we welcome in our first guest of the Thursdays with Friends show. It is, of course, Parney, coming at us a little bit earlier than normal. No better way to kick off the show than with Parney's energy, though. Parney, good morning. How you doing?
Greetings, MP on the mic from the lovely Diamond. And yes, last night I'm really surprised that the Henrico Police Department did not come to my house when I was screaming and yelling up and down game, listening to it on The Fan, the great Trey Wilson and Blaine McCormick. It was an amazing baseball game. We just ended up on the short end. But thank you for the apology yesterday, by the way.
I said they were out of the playoff chase last week, and then they rolled off five in a row. Is it possible that I need to declare them dead again today? Is it? I don't know. This is like when you leave the room and your team scores, so you can't watch the rest of the game. I'm prepared to do what it takes to bring postseason baseball, Parney.
Yeah, wouldn't it be awesome to say goodbye to the Diamond with playoff baseball, or dare we say even a championship? So I think we've got ourselves in a corner. There still is a chance. I've done all the math. Like, I'm a freak when it comes to playoff chases. I love pennant fever. I love catching pennant fever. We got it here over here at the Diamond. Everybody's watching every inning. We have to win tonight. Like, we need to at least get on the winning board up there in Altoona. Altoona's hot. They're hitting the ball like crazy. So we'll see what happens. But you know, if we win all four, we come back a half game behind, and we're definitely still right in the middle of it. You know, if we split, we're a game and a half. If we lose the series, that's when you can start potentially declaring us almost DOA. But I know Dennis Pelphrey, he's managing every inning like it's his last inning on earth. And I know the guys, the guys across the hallway here, even the new guys, have all showed up knowing that this is the last year of the Diamond. They love the front office staff. They love the ownership group, as the Giants do as well in San Francisco, and they want to send us out as great as they possibly can. So we'll see what happens. Tonight's going to be a really important game. They're all important at this point, and that's really special.
Four games left in Altoona. If they win them all, they'll be a half game back, coming back into that final series. Yeah, if that wasn't a microcosm of the season, I don't know what was. A tough one-run loss where they were in it the whole way. Just feels like there's been a lot of those this season, and those things happen in baseball. But we're coming back next week, regardless of where they stand, and we all hope they're a half game out and right in the thick of the playoff chase. Even if they're not, next week's going to be a special one. I know you guys have been rolling out the announcements, and we've seen Ben Ruthruck and Oppo and those guys, you know, sharing about just all the fun things that are going to happen next week for the last series. But this is not a spontaneous event, Parney. These guys have been planning this for a very long time.
No, they've done a really good job. Everybody here, you know, Vinny, Oppo, everybody has done an amazing job of getting ready. You know, I gotta pick a pair of pants for the time capsule because someday I want, in 40 years, them to dig up and be like, what jerk wore pants like this? And people are like, oh, that was that part. So, you know, it's already even emotional. Like, Tanya walked into the house from work last night around 9 o'clock, and I was screaming and yelling because they just scored that go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth. And she looked at me, she's like, have you been crying? And I'm like, I've been crying the whole game. So it's going to be really emotional. But, man, it's really exciting to get to the ballpark this morning and see the pep in everybody's step, and also know to look across the parking lot, the blue lot, and see how beautiful Carmack's Park looks, and how they're just, I mean, Gil Bank Construction is going, man. They are going on this thing. So really excited about all that. But, you know, to be able I'm hoping, I got a speech at 11:30 this morning. That's why I had to move this. And I think Bobby Ucrop's on the list. And to see somebody like Bobby Ucrop today, I'll probably shed some tears because he had so much to do with the diamond being built, and I know it's going to be emotional for him, and you can hear my voice cracking already. So it's going to be a great week. You know, Lou's going to be in town all week. Lou deserves a lot of credit for everything that's happened with the Squirrels over the last 15 years. So I won't be mad at you if you bring a tissue sometime next week because it's going to be needed.
It's so many memories, and now you mentioned Bobby Ucrop, and now new generation takes over and brings us into the next 40 years with Carmack's Park opening up across the street. The Diamonds Aren't Forever series next Tuesday through Sunday. We gave you sufficient warning that you needed to get your tickets for Sunday. If you didn't, that's on you. They're sold out now for Sunday. Limited tickets available for Friday and Saturday, and of course you can come out earlier in the week. There's t-shirts, there's giveaways, they're cleaning out the closet. There's all sorts of fun stuff. Parney will be by phone next Thursday as well, because I'll be at Lambeau for our Live from Lambeau show, because next Thursday is Commanders Packers. I love that they did the Thursday game, so I get on that plane back Friday morning. I'm going to be there for the farewell series over the weekend. But I think it'll be my turn to check a new box in our Where in the World is Parney Time From.
There you go. So you'll be from Lambeau, and you have to use the John Facenda voice the whole show.
The winds of fall blow in like a raider.
There he is, Vince Lombardi. So, yeah, that'll be. I'm glad you're going to be here. Go ahead and ask for a hall pass for Sunday, because I think we're going to be here pretty late on Sunday. So, go ahead and ask for a hall pass for Sunday evening. Oppo, I was talking to Oppo yesterday. Like, literally, if you can come out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you're right, if you don't have tickets on Sunday, that's on you. We gave you fair warning. I'm giving you fair warning for Saturday and Friday. You better get those quickly too, everybody. But there is literally something very special going on every single night next week. And then, of course, next Sunday when we bid farewell. Hopefully we won't be bidding farewell. Hopefully we'll be playing for a playoff game or even popping champagne corks for a playoff race. So we'll for a playoff run. So we'll see what happens. But just know that you need to get your tickets now, like literally right now, and all six games will have something incredibly special. You need to make that final memory at the Diamond while you can.
It's six more to go, and then, of course, you know, for the team, there's this weekend as well as they try to play their way into a pennant chase, which would just make that last week that much sweeter. To the business at hand, Parney, I'll plug Parney Time before we get out of here. But the business at hand is, last week we both took Bill Belichick in the opener, and we both looked like geniuses for one drive, and then that thing came unraveled in a hurry. You're 1-2 this season as we start the NFL slate.
Wah, wah, wah. That's the only way you could describe Monday night, right? Like when Herbie's got to put a headset on Peter in the last few minutes, you know, when you're bringing the dog into the picture in the last 2 minutes of a game, you know you literally have a dog of a game, right?
So, that game went to the dogs.
Yeah, it was a tough one, but I'm actually scared. I've been scared all summer about my picks because we were so hot last year, and coming out of the gates 1-2 is not great, and we got to get it back on the party winning streak.
Instant redemption opportunity. UNC at Charlotte on Saturday night, under the lights in Charlotte. It's a road game for Bill Belichick. UNC by 13.5.
So, fool me once, fool me twice. Charlotte's got a new head coach, but I think that if Chapel Bill doesn't cover that half point, I can see him winning by 2 touchdowns. So let's go with UNC again. But I will declare on your show right now that if we lose this one, I ain't picking them the rest of the year. They're going to become Kent State to me.
They are the new Kent State. If you're on notice, Bill Belichick, put your rings in the closet. They don't mean anything in Parney's picks. Other college game of the week, Michigan at Oklahoma. Michigan young quarterback Bryce Underwood looked great in his debut. He's got some real competition now going to Oklahoma, a little Big Ten SEC. Michigan is getting 5.5 down in Norman.
I was able to meet Bryce Underwood last year at the NFL draft, or 2 years ago in Detroit, at Jerome's the Bus Stops Here Foundation party. He's one of those guys, and I'm sure you've met him in your career, that's like much older than at that point. He was 17. He was so mature. He's getting points on the road. Brent Venable, I think, is under fire out at Oklahoma. So let's take the 5.5 points and see if Michigan can keep it close on the road to Oklahoma.
I like that. That agreeing with me has not historically been a great move, but we'll see if my luck can turn around this season as well. 3 NFL games for Parney to pick here. Parney's picks, as we do each week. Let's start in Brazil. Little Friday Night Lights. The Chiefs and the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes giving 3 to Justin Herbert.
Well, I'm hesitating because I think the Chargers are going to be a tough team this year. I have Pat Mahomes on my Sandbridge Beach Bar fantasy football team. The name of the team is Nutsy Sackers, and we are the champions last year. Mahomes is my quarterback this year. Did you say 3 or 3.5?
Yeah, you don't get the hook, just 3.
Let's go ahead and go with the Chiefs on that.
All right. Steelers-Jets. Aaron Rodgers returns to the scene of the crime. He is a 3-point favorite in New York.
Steelers, Steelers, Steelers. You heard it right here. I think the Aaron Rodgers to DK Metcalf combination is going to be lethal. I'm all about Steelers. The Steelers are my pick of the week, and I'm all in on the Steelers, and I got to make sure I get them before Bus does on Sunday morning when we pick our games.
I am all in on the Steelers as well. I got the Chargers in Brazil, though. Sunday night.
No. We're 3 for 3 right now with each other. This is not good.
No. No, I'm taking the Chargers, not the Chiefs. We disagreed on that one. Yeah, so we're good. We'll wait all day for Sunday night. Ravens, Bills. Ravens 1-point favorites in Buffalo.
So people are really hot. I saw something on social media last night where one of the pundits had that Baltimore is the best team in the NFL. But I'm not going to go against Josh Allen at home on opening night, Sunday night football. So let's take Josh Allen and the Wyoming Rifle for the win on that one.
Parney, make sure to listen to – well, I'm not telling you. I'm telling the listeners. Make sure to get Parney Time. It's everywhere you get your podcasts. And Reckless Kelly, this week's guest on the Parney Time podcast, which, of course, you hear Saturday and Sunday mornings here on The Fan. Next time we talk, we will be in the throes of it, the final home series at the Diamond. Get emotional. It's okay. It's been a long time coming, 15-year journey for the Squirrels making this happen, and for Richmond, much, much longer than that, as you old-timers know. Anything else you want to say here before we let you go?
No, just make sure you get your tickets now. I mean, it's going to be a situation where I would be not surprised at all if we start announcing more sellouts. So get your tickets for next week. You're living history every single day, Richmond. We love you. Thank you for loving the Squirrels at the Diamond. We look forward to the love continuing over at CarMax Park. But let's pay proper homage to the Diamond next week, six nights or six games here at the Diamond, and hopefully the playoffs. Make sure you listen to all of our games this week when we're in Altoona, and follow the pennant chase on The Fan.
He's Parney. Squirrels live here. Catch him tonight. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic Thursdays with friends.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
10 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Gary Hess is here.
Hey.
Gary, we're going to have fun. Because that's what we do. But.
Okay.
But. And I know, I work at the Richmonder as well, and I worked at the newspaper before that, and there's a saying in journalism, the writers don't write the headlines. Somebody calls you, how could you write that about me? Whoa, the editors write the headlines, not the writers.
Right.
Fantasy football. You were the commissioner, and in a much lauded move, you were the sole commissioner this year. We all support and endorse that. So
yes.
That's a good thing that happened this year. Yahoo grades the drafts after the drafts.
Right.
And of the participants, there were 12. Eight of them received passing grades, C or better. Three of the four received D's. D's get degrees, by the way, Gary, so that's fine. One person received an F and was mocked by the Yahoo Fantasy Football Evaluation System.
Was that you?
Oh, yeah, it was me, actually.
I will say this. In one of the other Yahoo league I'm in, I got a D minus. And I was just like, and my response is the same after this draft where I got an A plus. And so my response is this. I would just like to meet the people that write those reviews or AI or whatever, because I guarantee you and I know more than they do.
Well, and this was part of the issue. We're not calling people out, but if I were calling people out, I would call out Rich Herrera. He does Richmond's Morning News on 1140 WRVA.
Right.
And he drafted both a kicker and a defense before the seventh round and did not take a wide receiver until the eighth round. And there's nothing personal against Rich, who enjoys sports. I'm just saying my draft was unquestionably better than his.
It is.
So I'm standing on my ball knowledge here.
As you should.
I stand on business this morning.
As you should.
I don't hold you personally liable. I just want you to know I've been stewing about this all week.
I understand. But I will tell you, I told Linda, we have our other Yahoo leagues, like my extended family members. And I told Linda, I said, don't pay attention to that grade. Those people just don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing. Like the people on the radio yapping about the
picks. And Linda goes, oh, you got an A+. I was like, the people still don't know what they're doing.
No, you got to stay medium, as Jim Zorn once said.
Exactly.
We don't get too high, we don't get too low.
That's right. So, yeah, so it's like they still don't know what they're doing. Now, but I was really happy with the way the draft fell, because I got Joe Burrow and then I got two really good running backs. So it fell right. My other draft didn't fall exactly what I wanted, but I look back and I love my team. I picked up guys at the end that I think are, dark horses. And, of course, Yahoo's like, oh, what are you drafting that guy for? That's dumb.
Yeah. My one misstep was I took my two IR guys with the last two picks, and then come to realize in a Gary Hess league, there are no IR spots. So we got them
with
dropped.
With an open waiver wire, it doesn't make sense to have IR spots.
We kept it moving, and I kept it moving. And it's Friday night football again. Last week we had I was really excited. We had private versus public. Turned out, I mean, what a week for the private schools.
Yeah.
The feather in the cap being St. Chris beating Huguenot.
They didn't just beat Huguenot. They handled Huguenot.
That is not nothing, as they say.
Fear not. Huguenot will be fine. Huguenot will be fine. But on this night, they were not.
It's week one. Anything can happen.
Right.
This week, we've got 804 versus the world at both Highland
Listen,
Springs and Verina.
Anybody that's been around for a while, let's start with Verina. Anybody that's been around for a while, the high school football landscape here, knows it's just a little something extra when it's the 804 against the 757. What is the slogan of the SEC? It just means more.
Just means more.
So 804 v757 is just fun stuff. And so we have the two-time defending champion in Class 5, Maury Commodores, coming to Route 5 to face number one and defending Class 4 state runner-up, Verina. This one is going to be good. We're really excited about that. So
1140?
1140 only this week. No 96.1, and we'll be on the app and online. But yeah, so 1140, 7 o'clock Friday night, Maury against Verina. I remember we did Maury Verina in 2019 state semifinals, and Maury won 17-14, and that was Stu Brown's last game as the coach at Verina.
How about that?
And so, and then Maury, of course, lost to Highland Springs in the state championship game in 22, and they played in 23 during the regular season. They beat Highland Springs and Dinwiddie en route to a state title. Last year went 15-0 again, beat Highland Springs again en route to a state title, but lost their opener last week to Cardinal Gibbons in North Carolina. So Maury comes in 0-1 and on a loss for the first time since 2022. So
that's going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Distinguished softball coach Stu Brown,
one
of the great reinventions in high school sports.
Yes, yes, yes. Point to that ring on my finger. It was so bizarre, by the way. You know, in addition to softball, he's also the associate athletic director now at Glen Allen. And we were at Glen Allen last Thursday, and seeing Stu walking around in teal, I'm like, dude, that's just all kinds of wrong. You're supposed to be wearing navy blue and gold. He's like, oh, I go to Verina anytime I can. And I was like, but you're a state championship softball coach now, so, you know.
It's the Frank Beamer wearing the South Carolina jacket.
Exactly, 100%.
Something 100%. Just don't look right.
It just doesn't look right. But so anyway, yeah, that's it's great stuff. You mentioned Highland Springs. Highland Springs is playing a school, Huff, out of
North Carolina.
I don't know a lot about them, except I know that they're supposed to be good.
If Highland Springs is bringing them in early in the season, they're good. That's all the endorsement I need of their quality.
So we are we're sending Hokie Steve this week to, as our intrepid reporter, to Staples Mill Road to Glen Allen, because that's a top 10 battle as Manchester comes in to play Glen Allen.
I was going to ask you, you've seen Glen Allen now, can they hang with Manchester?
I haven't seen Manchester.
No.
And I don't know any, you know, they hung 83 on Monachan. I know Monachan's numbers are down. They got a new coach. I don't, you know, it's like, does that score say more about Manchester or more about Monachan? We don't know the answer to that yet. I think, and of course, Prince George kind of played poorly against Glen Allen. So it's kind of find out Friday about Glen Allen and Manchester, I think. So whichever one gets to 2-0, we'll know more about and kind of belongs in their spot in the top six in our coaches poll. So
yeah.
That one's going to be fascinating. I'm glad Steve's going to be there. And so, yeah, we're off and running, man. It's crazy.
You know, I'm always giving the shout out to the city schools. Armstrong TJ is what we call a significant early season matchup.
It really, you know, it was our game of the week last year. I think they were both 8-0. It was late in the season.
Yes.
They were both 8-0, undefeated. Mayor Stoney comes to the game. It's a big hubbub, you know, and it was so much fun to do that game in the middle of the spotlight. But the, you know, but week two, 4:45 on a Thursday afternoon, just, you know, that game deserves a better stage. But yeah, we'll find out this afternoon a little bit about TJ and Armstrong.
And how many times is the Battle of Chester contested, and it is the last thing we mentioned in the rundown of games?
That is crazy. You know, Bird coming in 0-1 and getting shut out by Midlothian gets your attention.
A billion penalties?
Yeah. And
you said last week they're bringing bird football back. I didn't realize exactly what you meant by that.
Holding penalties, fights, ejections, and hey, diddle, diddle, we're coming up the middle. You know, Coach Bedwell used to say a gadget play for us is toss left instead of right. So... we'll see that. You know, they say you can throw the record books out when Bird and Dale get together. Bird hopes so.
Yeah.
And that game's on Saturday. They moved it to Saturday, so that's at 2:00 on Saturday. But here's the thing. We tease, but it's still the Battle of Chester. Bird Dale is still compelling theater, and it'll be interesting. So you got that. The one other game that I think is interesting, two teams that won last week in competitive games, was Midlo coming off that win over Bird is playing Douglas Freeman, who beat Atlee last week. So okay. Freeman Midlo, that's kind of the under the radar interesting game.
Hey, you got
week.
A bonus game for me.
There
I
you
love
go. That's what I do.
11:40 WRVA. That'll be Friday Night Lights and on the Odyssey app.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Verina taking on Maury. Not much more needs to be said than that.
Commodores, Blue Devils, let's roll.
Let's roll.
Hey, oh, last thing.
I'm ready.
I mentioned this to AWOD yesterday. Chris and I do a job of painstakingly being unbiased when, you know, we're doing our games of the week. But this is one of ours against one of theirs.
Yeah.
So we get to be homers this week.
Break out the London Fletcher laugh when they score.
You know, it's like, will the word we come out at some point, you know?
Depends how good it's going.
That's exactly right.
Gary Hess, everybody. Not just knowledgeable about high school sports, he's also the commissioner. And we're going to bounce back from this F rating. We're going to have a good season.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. Throw out the records. Play some football this weekend. Tune in Friday night, 11.
I'll remind you of that F and my A-plus when you beat me head-to-head in a couple of weeks, I'm sure.
So. It's going to be an exciting season because they all are. It's a ton of fun. And,
yep.
I've paid. This is my receipt. I'm announcing it live on the air.
You have.
That I've paid.
You are. The envelope indicates that you have paid as well.
Let's go. Gary Hess, everybody. High school football, Friday nights, 11:40 WRVA. We're back after this. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back to the show. Our friend Lane Casadante, he's the sports director at CBS 6 Friday Night Lights, alive and well. And the Friday recap show on CBS 6 is the best there is. And you've got a wonderful night of football tomorrow night. Lane, welcome aboard. How's it going?
Hey, Michael. How's everyone doing today?
Everybody is doing all right. Megan's fighting through it over here. She's got allergies. I think she's just a little torn up about the Squirrels' loss last night, but that's all right. We're going to power through it.
I tell you what, they have it right in front of them this week. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than playing the team that's right in front of you in the standings, and they're the ones you need to leapfrog to get in the playoffs. But for whatever reason, last night went back and forth. I listened to part of it. And it went back and forth, and unfortunately they couldn't pull it out.
Yeah, it went back. It just didn't come forth there at the end. So it's the Squirrels and Altoona, four games left, and they're 4.5 back of Altoona now. So they got their work cut out for them. Either way, though, next week's going to be special at the Diamond because it's the last week ever at the Diamond, which I know it's football season. It's you know, playoff chase in baseball. There's so much going on everywhere, but we're going to make time to celebrate the Diamond next week for sure.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of things that they're trying to pack all into the final week. There's a time capsule that they are going to place somewhere under CarMax Park, and I was told this by a member of the organization yesterday. There's actually a government office, because of course there is. There's an office down at the state capitol for time capsules. And you
what?
Actually have to, I don't know whether they just help you, whether you have to have a permit or what it is, but there's an actual Commonwealth of Virginia office that handles time capsules. So the team has been working with them to kind of streamline or just prioritize the things that are going to go in this thing for whenever somebody, you know, unearths it, you know, how many ever years later.
I did not realize that time capsules were a regulated industry. I'm going to stop burying illegal time capsules under my backyard this afternoon now that I know that. It's going to be a fun week at the Diamond Link as Adante joins us. But Final Score Friday, very much alive and well. Some great games tomorrow night. Verina and Highland Springs, both looking outside the region. Verina's got Maury, of course. Enough said there. Highland Springs bringing in a great team from North Carolina, as they often do. But we got really important local games, too. Armstrong TJ will have implications. And I know you'll have some thoughts on Manchester Glen Allen after their hot starts as well.
Yeah, that's our game of the week. Sean Robertson did a preview of it that aired last night. And I believe you can see it at WTVR.com right now. I'm noticing more and more, and I think this is kind of the way college football is going as well. These high school coaches are not afraid to schedule tougher teams, especially, you know, the districts kind of take up a majority of their schedule, so they only have but so many opportunities to play teams out of the district. And with the way that a lot of schools have tried to rebalance their schedules, because the districts are very disparate with the size of the schools and the teams that are in them. So take the old, and I know that the districts officially went away many years ago, but they still use them for, you know, scheduling purposes. But you just take the Capital District, which has teams like Atlee, Verina, Highland Springs, but it also has Armstrong, you know, in schools like that in it. Well, the days of, you know, like Verina and Armstrong, or even, and this isn't as much of an argument anymore because the city schools have done so well in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to have a schedule that has more teams like you on it, and gives you a better idea of what you will be up for in the playoffs. And the area schools have tried very hard to work their schedules towards that end. We get matchups like we're going to see tomorrow night between Manchester and Glen Allen, which will be repeated next year when Glen Allen makes the return trip down to Chesterfield.
We love those matchups. We love the excitement. And throw a little Huguenot St. Chris on that fire as well, because that was a great matchup we got because of the changes to the point system, and it delivered a stunning result in week one.
And I went to the Virginia Coastal Carolina game the following night up in Charlottesville, and I had people come up to me at the game and say, "What on earth is going on with private school football in Richmond?" That score alone raised a lot of eyebrows. If nobody knew anything about the two teams, they knew that was a little bit of an upset. Now, St. Christopher's, everybody over there believed in themselves. But honestly, in week one, nobody really knows what they have. So now everybody has a good building block and a good baseline for what they want to improve for week two.
It was a ton of fun watching all the results in week one and seeing who stands out. And Lane does a great job, Lane and Sean, on CBS6, of course, every Friday night. All right, you mentioned UVA. I'm way more intrigued by Tech this weekend, to be honest with you, Lane. I just think I wasn't bothered by the South Carolina loss. That's a very good team. There's the Shane Beamer factor. But a lot of the things that we've asked Tech to clean up for a while appeared in that game, and I get why the fans are frustrated. I think there's very limited margin for error hosting Vandy at home, trying to kickstart this home slate against a team that, honestly, you probably should have beat last year.
Yeah, and I am trying to figure out where the scale slides between the fact that you know, South Carolina has, like you said, a very good team. They were highly motivated for this game because I'm quite sure they wanted to win for Shane. Not that they wouldn't want to win every game anyway, but I don't know where the scale slides between South Carolina having a very, very good defense and Virginia Tech's offense still having a lot of issues, because you're not going to win very many games if you can't get it in the end zone. So I would like to reserve judgment until week two. I don't know how much we're going to know about South Carolina's defense. They have South Carolina State. But, you know, you're right. Virginia Tech has, you know, all the reason in the world to want to win this game on Saturday. And if the same problems keep showing up, Well, that's, you know, that's no longer an anomaly. That's a pattern, and that's a real problem.
Yeah, year four, and that's a long time in modern college football to give a coach to clean it up. We'll be watching that one for sure. Lane Casadante has the whole area covered. What are you working on this weekend? What a silly question. Everything. What's standing out to you right now?
Let me see. We got week two of Final Score Friday tomorrow night. Sean and I have, we've got obviously all the college football. A real intriguing matchup for the Richmond Spiders. They go down to Wofford, a team that actually lost to South Carolina State in week one. And that's kind of a game Richmond really needs, because you start 0-1, no harm in losing to a very good Lehigh team, and a one-score game at that. But Richmond sputtered on offense, and they feel like they left a lot out there that could have changed the outcome of that game. But you're going to Wofford, and then they go to Chapel Hill the following week. Lord knows what is going to happen there. there's another game everybody's going to watch.
Yes.
Carolina and Charlotte,
yes,
this weekend. Because TCU is a good team, and they can put up some points. But if Carolina has the same problems against Charlotte, that ain't good.
It's, and the Belichick thing is just so fascinating, obviously. Everybody's in on that. And CBS 6 will have the NFL game of the week this week. The Lions and the Packers at 4:25 this weekend. NFL's back. We're all excited about that. WTVR.com is the website. Lane, good luck this weekend. Enjoy the games. Be excited to see you as you make your rounds.
All right, Mike, thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the games.
All right, Final Score Friday on CBS 6. And we'll remind you, our NFL chat here on 910 The Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with that juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. It's just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I'm not going to make you talk too much today, but we'll bring in Megan, because we do on Thursdays.
Yes, excited to be here.
Thursdays with friends, four segments, four friends. You can round out the crew here. We started strong.
Yes.
Because normally we spread out the friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just coming in, boom, 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 today.
It's been a party.
But we also started, like, I thought Parney was going to cry.
Yeah.
On the air on the first segment.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy.
It made me a little, like, not nervous, because I love, you know, we love a man who's in touch with his feelings.
Yeah.
But next week is the week, final week,
yeah,
at the Diamond.
It's sad.
And then we'll wrap it up the next week. It's basically a lock we're getting crying Parney in the next couple weeks.
Oh, you definitely are. He's going to be crying next week.
We're not going to make it through the segment.
No, you're not. It's so sad, though. I hate those moments. Like, you know, I mean, it's a good beginning. You know, this is really exciting, the new park and everything. But
yeah,
it's so sad, too.
It's the end. I don't know if I'm missing the correct emotional capacities. I've been accused of that before. I just see nothing but positives here.
Yeah.
I there are memories there.
There are.
It is also unquestionably a worse place to watch a baseball game than the new place will be.
I think it's one of those things, because I am definitely like a nostalgia person, and I get very like attached to things. And yeah, so I've had those moments, like whether it was like maybe like leaving an old job and you know, get kind of.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of emotional, you're kind of attached, and you know, the moment you walk out, you forget about the place and you're fine. So
I'm not Parney's feelings are more valid than my feelings, but I'm not going to cry.
Yeah.
And also the fact that we were there this week tells me next week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to be a week, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think, because I'm going to the last game. Because,
that's fun. Okay.
Well, because they told me to buy my ticket, so I did. and I got them before they sold out. I just don't think I'm going to feel anything other than peace out.
I think
I'm ready to blow that sucker up.
I think if Parney walks up to you and gives you a hug and he's crying, I think it's going to get you.
That's possible.
I think that'll be the moment.
The contagion, mm-hmm, tears.
Yeah, you can't hold it in.
I'm very susceptible to the contagion barf.
Yeah. Oh.
We're going, okay, to a different direction. If somebody pukes and, yeah, I'm near it, I'm puking.
Oh, 100%,
yeah, it's chain,
okay,
reaction.
Yeah.
Crying, maybe 30-40% chance. Mm. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Is everybody going to be crying? Like, there are 9,000 people there. Are they all going to be misty-eyed?
That would actually be kind of funny.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. And what do you do?
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit like, I've been lucky enough in my career to go to a couple Super Bowls. Mm. And people say, what's it like to go to a Super Bowl? Mm. And it's this incredibly bizarre thing where for the 3 hours leading up to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
there's just an incredible buzz in the building.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the only thing, I'll cross over here for you, the only thing, okay, I've ever been in that was even remotely like it was the Taylor Swift tour. People describe this as like Hamilton, seeing Hamilton on Broadway with Lin-Manuel Miranda, like this buzz of like, mm-hmm, this is the most important place in the world right now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here, like I would rather be here than any other place in the world. And they do the 9 songs about, mm-hmm, America, and they trot out everybody, and they do the pregame and the fireworks. Everybody's got chilly, you got goosebumps
because, yeah,
you're at the Super Bowl, and they do the flyovers. It's an 11 out of 10.
That's what I love about like concerts and stuff. It's just, you know, you can't beat that feeling.
And then they kick off, mm-hmm, and people are still very excited.
Yes.
And the first drive. And then the first drive ends, and they don't show the commercials on the video board at the Super Bowl. But the commercial breaks are long.
Yeah, I bet.
And so everybody's kind of sitting there, and it takes the air out. And then the second, mm-hmm, drive starts, and people are like, hang on a second. This is a football game.
Yeah.
I'm at a football game.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's an unpleasant revelation. Mm. And it would like come crashing back down all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that happened.
But I think there's going to be a little of that last night at the, yeah, Diamond. Like, we're at the last game at the Diamond. There's the buzz. There's the ceremonies. There's the first pitch. And then, like, we're going to be in the second inning. Everybody's going to look around and be like, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
This is a baseball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never heard that feeling described at, like, the Super Bowl. I can understand the excitement, but then the kind of crashing back down of it is like, I never knew that happened.
It's a full crash back down. Then at the end, if the game's good, we build back up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you'd rather be at the Super Bowl an hour before the Super Bowl than an hour into the Super Bowl. It's the it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You just sound jaded talking about that.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. Like, it's a television product. It's designed to watch at home.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they're very successful. They make a lot of money. They're doing just fine at that.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's probably a lot like, you know, talking about the concerts and stuff too. It's like very, you know, it's this feeling of like it's something bigger than yourself, right? It's,
yeah,
all the excitement and emotion leading up to it.
Yeah.
And
you spend all day getting ready,
yeah,
for it. And
you don't experience it every day. You know, it's not ordinary. And so, yeah, I love that feeling. That's one of my favorite parts about going to concerts.
And that's why the Ohio State fans are so mad, because they keep having to play 11 a.m. games, and they don't get a chance. You know, the Texas game, you don't get the build-up.
Yeah,
the
ratings hype.
The ratings came out yesterday. Everybody watched. They're going to keep,
yeah,
doing it. So, sorry, Ohio State.
Yeah,
it's going to be like that for the foreseeable future.
Mm.
I love 1 o'clock kickoff NFL.
Mm-hmm.
My two favorites are the 1 o'clock and the night game. I don't love 4:30 because it consumes the start of your day and the end of your day.
I can see that.
The 1 o'clock NFL game, we're done by dinner. I'm home for bedtime, even from Landover. Sometimes we're on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm still home going to bed that night.
Oh,
off
wow.
At 1 o'clock. Yeah. Well, like, we'll play in Atlanta this year.
Mm.
The game will end at 4.
Yeah.
We'll do interviews. We'll record the pod. We'll put out the stories and all that. Probably leave at 6.
Mm.
Be at the Atlanta airport at 7. Be on a 7:30 flight.
Oh my gosh.
I will be in my house at 10 p.m.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy you could do all that.
Night game is the opposite. Kick off at 8.
Mm.
I don't need to leave my house until dinner time.
Oh my god!
Well, like in Atlanta, in the
close
Atlanta
enough.
Scenario, like I'm taking a lunchtime flight down.
No, I can see that.
I've got the morning, but mm-hmm. the 4 o'clock consumes both directions.
But
TV says that's when everybody wants to watch football, so we're watching football then.
I feel like that would be the most popular time, yeah.
That is the most popular time, for sure. NFL kickoff tonight. Cowboys and the Eagles. Eagles, big favorites in this game. It's moved up to 8 points over the Dallas Cowboys. In the opener, no Micah Parsons. I feel like people are overplaying that in Dallas and underplaying that in Green Bay. I looked at the Super Bowl odds this morning, the futures lines. The Lions are still bigger favorites than the Packers to win the Super Bowl this season. I'm reevaluating that one. I think the Packers have to move ahead of the Lions now. They've got the whole package. We've seen Jordan Love play well. They've got continuity on the staff. They've got a good coach. They're pushing the chips in. I think Micah Parsons is that much of a difference maker. I would pick them over the Lions in the NFC North today. You've also got the Lions taking a step back with two new coordinators, which is an issue as well for the Lions as they rebuild. We've seen the Eagles go through that a number of times. Hopefully, won't have to deal with that in Washington this week. But it's football season, and we're back. Are you in on Friday Night Football tomorrow with Gary?
Not this week. Doing squirrels this week.
Got squirrels. We got too much going on around here.
Yeah, it's a lot. This is like the busy season in radio, which I love because, you know, you get to the months like January and there's like nothing going on. But, you know, months like this, it's like you got squirrels wrapping up, you got high school football starting up. Sometimes there's like some new talk shows coming on, you know, working with you. And it's like there's a lot going on. It's busy.
Gary Hess was in here earlier and was commiserating with Stubb over their their draw on Friday. They're at Verina High School. And so the press box at Verina High School is not connected to the bleachers.
It's weird, yeah.
At most high schools, the press box is at the top of the bleachers. You climb up the bleachers. It's literally a freestanding structure. It's a box on stilts.
Yeah, that's weird.
And so it's a circular staircase that runs up the column. It's a very narrow column with a circular staircase that just spins and spins and spins. Yeah. And Stubb's got to carry the whole big equipment box.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. We're asking a lot of Stubb.
Yeah.
But we do it because it's an institution. It's the 32nd year of high school football.
Yeah, I remember them talking about that before and how bad it was.
It's the worst by far.
It sounds like it.
But it's also weirdly, when you get up there, a good view because it towers over everything.
Okay.
So it's not 100% negative.
So is it worth it?
I think so, but I'm also not generally claustrophobic or afraid of heights. If you're either of those things, it's a terrible situation.
I love heights. I'm a little bit claustrophobic.
If you spend any amount of time thinking about how you're in a box on stilts at a high school, it freaks you out immediately.
Thank you. I immediately had like a panic response to that. No, I don't like that.
I think most people do, for sure.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do in hour number two. I want to make some Commanders season predictions for you as we get set for the Commanders opener on Sunday. We'll get you ready for Cowboys-Eagles. Roger Goodell's talking about moving the Super Bowl again. We'll tell you what he said, and we'll check in with AWOD. A little Commanders crosstalk coming before 3 o'clock. That's when Grant and Danny take over. Squirrels baseball tonight. Also, Tech Talk Live, big one with Brent Pry, ahead of a major game against Vandy on Saturday. You don't need to touch the dial. Just hang out here all day. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's bring it in on a football kickoff Thursday tonight. Dallas Cowboys taking on the Philadelphia Eagles up in Philly. They'll raise the banner. They'll celebrate what was, I think, one of the more dominant playoff closing stretches of all time. Now, what's wild to me, you look at the lines this morning, depending on where you look, the Eagles are, at DraftKings at least, the third favorite to win this year's Super Bowl. They are behind both the Bills and the Ravens, which is surprising to me as we get rolling. Chiefs at 4, obviously. You've got all three AFC teams bunched up in there. You don't have any NFC teams there at the top. Packers rising, obviously, 49ers. And the Lions are all favored to do good things this season. And yet, in my mind, the Eagles are the team to beat. Is that recency bias? It very well might be. Is that bias against, well, I see that roster. I see how they've drafted. I see how they dominate. Yeah, it might be. But I do think there's a little something to those guys pushed everybody around. And until somebody pushes them around, I think they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I've said many times, the only team that can beat the Philadelphia Eagles this year is the Philadelphia Eagles. And to be clear, I think they're very capable of that. I'm taking the Eagles tonight. I'm laying the points. Banner raising night, special thing. They've still got a great offense. I am a little down on Saquon this year. Historically, after a running back load like we saw last year there, there's not as much left in the tank the following year. There are some exceptions to that. Derrick Henry obviously has been a longtime exception to that. But on the whole, the running backs who have that productive of a season aren't quite as productive the next year, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if Saquon's in that boat in Philly. But I'm surprised the Chiefs are, or I'm surprised the Eagles are the third favorite to win the Super Bowl. I just think that was, you look at what they did to the Commanders, what they did to the Chiefs, they dismantled them. That's a complete roster. And they had injuries. This wasn't a team that got lucky with injuries last year. This was a team that had the depth, has built the depth, has done the roster building, drafting, things they need to do. And they're so good in the draft. They're stupid good in the draft. Have the corners to compete in the NFL. I think we'll compete with the Cowboys tonight. Now, big season in Dallas, obviously, starting up as well. So that will be its own interesting situation as we see what the Cowboys are as they come out tonight. And then also, you've got the Cowboys playing the Giants next week, so they'll be ready for their home opener, which they'll be expected to win. They'll get the long rest coming off of this. Eagles-Cowboys tonight, high school football tomorrow, as you heard, and then Saturday night, under the lights, it'll be Virginia Tech and Vanderbilt, which we're all looking forward to. That'll be an exciting matchup, and I've declared it a must-win for Brent Pry's hopes of remaining head football coach of Virginia Tech. You can't limp through a season. It's too long. College football's short. It's too long to limp through, and I think he starts limping through this season if they don't win this one. And, to a big extent, he's a victim of the circumstance. There's a lot of past success at Blacksburg. There's a lot of expectations on that program, and it's hard to reach them in the modern ACC. We'll see UVA take on NC State this weekend as well. Other item from Philly. And they'll be keeping the metro trains open tonight. There was some question about whether or not they would do that because of transit cuts up there. But Philly will have the trains open. The fans will be nice and lubed up for a Thursday night opener, which, of course, you'll hear on 96.1. You'll hear high school football tomorrow on 11:40. And then Commanders football 96.1 as we wrap up the Squirrels series in Altoona. Tough 8-7 loss last night for the Squirrels. They now have to win the final four in Altoona to get out of there within striking distance of the playoff spot. Either way, final series at the Diamond begins next week. There will be a lot of hype, a lot of hoopla around that. We'll duck out for a couple days in the middle of the week to do our Live from Lambeau show. Go check in on Micah Parsons, then come back for the final weekend of baseball at the Diamond. I mentioned the Super Bowl odds. The Eagles at 7-1, the third highest team. I think there's really good value there. Now, we saw the Rams almost beat them in the playoffs, right? Matt Stafford connects on a couple more there, and the whole playoffs are different, and the Commanders are going to L.A., and maybe the Commanders even make the Super Bowl last year, all right? Everything changes on one play, one drive, one moment in the NFL. The Rams hung with the Eagles. I do think the Rams are good value, too. They're 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. I don't think Matt Stafford's healthy. I don't think Matt Stafford's even a little bit healthy, but I think Matt Stafford could get healthy by January, by February. And now it's about, can Sean McVay keep that car on the track long enough to put him in position to make plays as the 4 seed, as the 5 or 6 seed? They're going to be a team you don't want to play if Matt Stafford's healthy. They got to get there first, though. We learned that with the Bengals last year. Bengals didn't get to the dance. If they had, we know Joe Burrow's record in those games. We know his ability to lift his team, now part of what's becoming, rapidly becoming, an LSU quarterback lineage. Him, Jaden Daniels, now Garrett Nussmeier at LSU. That's three, which that's a lot. That's LSU creating a little mini quarterback dynasty there, which is, guys want to play there when you have that kind of success in the NFL, and I'm sure the NIL money doesn't hurt one bit either. There's also bad value on this chart. The Niners are the eighth favored team to win the Super Bowl. I've told you this. They're not going to win the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. As we look at the NFL futures, there's no value there. I'm also very skeptical of the Lions. I love Dan Campbell. I love most of the guys on that team. The Lions as the sixth most likely team in the NFL to make the Super Bowl off of two coordinator changes in a really tough division. The Packers are going to push them, but I also think the Vikings are going to push them and the Bears are going to push them as well. I'm not sure there's value there. I think in the AFC, right, you're looking at Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, you know, reach in, grab one of the three. And I think one of the three is probably going to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl, barring a major surprise. Could it be the Broncos? Could it be the Bengals? Sure, but I think the AFC is largely settled in that you've got elite quarterbacks, you've got elite teams. I think that's why I'm surprised the Eagles are third. I just don't see another bona fide Super Bowl contender on paper right now in the NFC. It's the Eagles, and then it's everybody else. Doesn't mean they'll be there. That's what we love about the NFL. In the NFL, anything can happen on any given Sunday, and the Rams almost did in Philly in that playoff game in the snow. But the Packers, the Lions, the Commanders, the Niners, all good teams, all have holes. I think the only team that can beat the Eagles this year is the Eagles. But we're rooting for them to do it because that's what we do all around here at The Fan. Rooting for the Cowboys to beat themselves, rooting for the Eagles to beat themselves. And pour one out for our guy Russell Wilson. We're not Giants fans here, but we love the locals. So Russell Wilson, maybe Russell Wilson, like three touchdown passes. They lose 45-21 on Sunday. Maybe a little something like that. We'll turn in the card tomorrow, make an official pick. Commanders season predictions. We're at 11 o'clock. If you missed that, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. It's got everything you're looking for in an app, and it'll keep you entertained all day long on Sunday, because we are your exclusive home for Washington Commanders football here. 3 hours of pregame, 3 hours of postgame, including a trip into the locker room. You'll be the first to hear from Dan Quinn, the first to hear from Jayden Daniels. Even before their press conferences, they will be in the locker room with London Fletcher. Very excited to have London back for Commanders Rewind next week. It's going to be a super fun season, and it kicks off tonight in Philly. We'll see if this game delivers. I think it's up to the Cowboys whether or not this game delivers. And then we're rolling with a full slate of NFL action this weekend. We made it out of the desert, folks. It's time for NFL football. We're so glad you're along with us for the ride. AWOD Radio with you. Grant and Danny will drive you home before Squirrels Baseball. Don't forget tonight, Tech Talk Live on The Fan with Brent Pry ahead of a huge game against Vandy. We're back tomorrow for a Football Friday show. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.